Fan of False Face by Speaker Gilzeron. Instruction on how to use an identity-stealing artifact. Transcribed by Relic Master Glenadier. I trust you with this job, Rizike, so don't let this warning dissuade you. It has been many years since I've allowed a member to use this item, powerful an asset as it is. But your mark is no easy target. Magnifico Nad Bushar knows that his life has been called for, and his fear runs deep. You have your required items, and Nad Bushar's advisor should be easy enough to capture. You'll want to keep her alive, as the fan's magic will only work on a living victim. Make sure it is only when you two are alone that the fan is unfurled. Place it between your faces, staring deep within its folds. By the time you next blink, you shall possess Advisor Imrasa's face. This is where time is most crucial. The effects of the fan will be slow, but constant. You'll immediately feel a discomfort that your training should allow you to overcome. Slowly, though, as the night continues, your true self shall fade away. You will begin to think as Imrasa does, begin to believe you are her. Before morning's light, the transformation will be complete. You cannot let that happen. Poison the drink, hand it to Nad Bushar, and leave the banquet. Return to Imrasa and use the fan once more. Only this will allow you to keep yourself. Otherwise, you shall be lost forever within the body of a royal's advisor. A fate worse than death, in my humble opinion.